This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report.
There's a popular bumper sticker which uses symbols associated with a number of the religious belief systems in the world to spell out the word coexist. Behind this sentiment is an admonition to the world's religions to practice tolerance towards one another. But is it really possible for us as Christians to actually do this? Can we truly coexist with other religious belief systems? The answer depends upon what particular area of coexistence is meant. In the Old Testament, non-Jews desiring to live in Israel so long as they lived in accordance with the law of the land were not to be harassed nor harmed. As Christians, there are a few important things for us to understand and appreciate as we attempt to coexist with those who are not Christians. First of all, we understand the universal nature of sin. We are no better than non-believers in that, apart from Christ, we are all sinners. And even though we have been washed clean by the blood of Jesus, we still wrestle with and are quite capable of sinning. Secondly, salvation does not come through force, but rather the Holy Spirit regenerating the heart, convicting of sin, and leading one to Christ. We are not to separate ourselves from non-Christians, but rather to be salt and light for them, tools the Holy Spirit uses to bring about the salvation of men. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.